Hello, I'm Michael Bott.
And I'm Rupert Soskin. Welcome to another Prehistory Flash, where we look into some of the exciting discoveries and research being carried out in the world of prehistoric archaeology.
Today we're looking at some groundbreaking research from the Balkans, where researchers are piecing together the apparently widespread use of cosmetics as far back as 6,500 years ago.
Tiny ceramic bottles have been excavated across a wide region of the Balkans and Transdanubia, and as long ago as the 1930s it was suggested that they might be for cosmetics or medicines. So Vine Kremberger from the Institute of the Protection of Cultural Heritage of Slovenia, Christoph Berthold and Cynthian Spiteri from Eberhard Karls University in Tübingen in Germany have analysed a number of pots from various locations to try to identify exactly what these tiny vessels contained.
Associated with the Lusinia and Vincia cultures, the bottles are typically just 2 to 4 inches, 6 to 9 centimetres in length or width, with holes perforated vertically in the rims, seemingly so they could be strung and worn round the neck or perhaps tied to a belt.
Early attempts to analyse the contents in the 1980s were inconclusive, but refined techniques have changed all that, and the most recent results have revealed a variety of lead-containing minerals, including pyromorphite, plumbogummite, and most notably, sericite. In the same way that, until very recently, lead was used to produce white pigments in paints, minerals such as sericite are known to have been used in ancient Greece, Egypt, and Rome, specifically for the production of cosmetics.
Other possible uses for the contents of these bottles could have been medicinal. It is also known that lead-based ointments were used in healing all manner of issues, from eye-related problems to burns and ulcers. In almost all the bottles, the presence of some form of binding agent was detected. These included beeswax, animal fats, and plant-based oils and waxes, so it seems quite possible that the thickness or viscosity of the binder related to how and where it was going to be applied.
Perhaps most significantly, this study has forced a reassessment of the use of these bottles, which have often been interpreted as children's toys or something symbolic. The identification of the contents pushes back the date for the use of lead-based cosmetic medicinal products in North Africa and the Near East by more than 1,000 years, and in Europe by more than 2,000 years.
So there we are, short and sweet again. There's a link to our Patreon page in the description below, and also, if you're interested, we have a Buy Me a Coffee campaign that's helping raise funds to make our new film. That link also in the description. Thanks for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, thanks for watching. Stay well until the next time. Bye for now.
Bye, folks.